Books on Tape presents The Convict's Sword by I.J. Parker, read by Roy Vongtama. This fleeting world is a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering light, a phantom in a dream. The Diamond Sutra. Temple Bells. The 15th day of the 5th month was the day Tomoe died. It was also the day of her birth, but otherwise unremarkable. She knew her way, had walked it daily now for 2 years, always before dark, because then she could dimly make out shapes. She passed the restaurant, caught the rich smell of fish soup, and felt the fierce craving for it and for a cup of wine to celebrate. But there would be no wine. Not even the cheapest, and no fish soup either, though there was a silver coin among the coppers she had earned today. She clutched her lute to her chest to feel the pressure of the coins inside her robe. As she passed under the market gate, she was jostled by someone. Suddenly, a hand came from behind and felt her breast. She swung around with an angry cry and pulled the scarf from her face. The man who had touched her so familiarly cursed. He had not fondled a pretty young harlot, but an ogress. Tomoe was tempted to hiss and bare her teeth at the unseen tormentor, but she resisted. People hated to look at her face, and she did not blame them. She had seen smallpox victims before the disease struck and blinded her. Their faces were deeply pitted with scars, their noses and mouths distorted and twisted, and their skin grotesquely stained in hues of fiery red and purple. Horrid.